From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military says that an American drone strike has likely killed Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour. Officials are saying the strike was authorized by President Obama. Reporter Ayaz Ghul in Islamabad says if confirmed, Mansour's death would be a major blow to the Taliban.
Well, what we understand from the U.S. officials that there was this drone attack carried out, and that was apparently inside Pakistan. In fact, on the Pakistani side of the border. If it is confirmed, this will be a major blow to the Taliban, because after the death of its founder, Mullah Akhtar Mansour is the only active Taliban leader who can hold the movement together.
Soon after reports of the strike began appearing online and in news broadcast in the region, the Afghan Taliban released a statement calling the report of his death baseless. Statement from Pentagon Secretary, Press Secretary Peter Cook said that as the leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mansour had been actively involved in planning attacks across Afghanistan. Investigators say that smoke was detected inside Egypt Air Flight 804 minutes before it plunged into the Mediterranean. Latest information offers no answers as to what might have happened. While crews continued scouring the sea for further wreckage, Egypt's military released pictures of a pink bag, a life vest, shredded seat covers, and mangled debris showing the Egypt Air name. Flight recorders still need to be recovered from the bottom of the Mediterranean. An Egyptian Civil Aviation Ministry official has denied media reports that the recorders had been located. This is VOA News. President Obama has left Washington on a week-long visit to Vietnam and Japan. It is his 10th trip to Asia since taking office. White House officials say the president's visit to Vietnam and Japan is intended to demonstrate the ongoing U.S. commitment to rebalancing relations with the nations of Asia and the Pacific region. During his time in Japan, the president will stop at Hiroshima, where the world's first atomic bomb was detonated in combat shortly before Japan surrendered to the United States at the end of World War II. Mr. Obama will be the first U.S. head of state to visit the atomic bomb site. President Obama called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi by phone Saturday, reaffirming U.S. support for the Iraqi people and the fight against Islamic State. White House statement says Mr. Obama assured the Iraqi leader that U.S. forces would continue to play a role in training, advising, and assisting Iraqi forces against the Islamic State. The statement said that the two men also agreed on a need for tighter security in the international zone after thousands of demonstrators stormed that area on Friday. At least four people were killed, 90 others injured in Friday's clashes with security forces. On Saturday, hundreds of mourners gathered in Baghdad Sadr City for the funeral of two of the men killed Friday. The men were part of thousands, mostly supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who rushed to the international zone on Friday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has urged Middle Eastern states and world powers to use their influence to convince Syria's warring parties to discuss a political transition in the war-torn nation. Speaking during a visit to Qatar on Saturday, Mr. Ban cautioned against using what he called short-sighted policies to confront violent extremists, saying that only makes things a lot worse.
We must avoid short-sighted policies and heavy-handed approaches that only exacerbate the problem and give terrorists their best recruitment tools.
Secretary General said that a full and immediate cessation of hostilities is needed in Syria and should be accompanied by discussions of what sort of transition of power will follow. Powerful cyclone weakened Saturday afternoon after crashing into coastal Bangladesh, flooding towns, villages, triggering landslides, and leaving at least 24 people dead. Estimated 500,000 people fled their homes for shelters following warnings from the authorities. After making landfall around noon local time, gusts reached 90 kilometers per hour. It uprooted trees, destroyed houses, and more.
That's the latest world news from VOA.